Hello everyone and welcome to the CMO Stories podcast. We are already in season 2, episode 5, and we are still at the Web Summit. And today I'm really excited to be joined by Gally. Gally, how are you?
I'm so well and so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to have you, Gally. Guys, I have here with me Gally Arnon, and she is the CMO at Fiverr since October 2017. Prior to joining Fiverr, she was the CEO at Bright.com Group, I think, or Brightcom Group, sorry, Gally. And that was a digital marketing publicly traded company in India, and you did that during 2 years. So I'm really happy to have you here, but tell us a bit more about your journey to becoming the CMO of Fiverr.
Right. So again, thank you for having me. Before Fiverr, I was the CEO of two companies. One was well before the internet even. It was an international school of English, locally in Israel, where I'm based.
Okay.
But it gave me a lot of experience around management, senior management, and specifically, I got in love with marketing. Then I joined an online gaming company, a global one, and started to understand how it is to build a global brand in different markets and working locally versus globally. Then I joined Brightcom to be the CEO of an edtech company. And then my romance with Fiverr started, where I joined the company in 2017, where it was still a small startup. With an amazing vision, you know, 5 years fast forward where we are now, it's a gigantic company really serving millions of customers around the world, publicly traded in the New York Stock Exchange. So I think my journey really includes the love to marketing and managing big teams.
Wow. Because Fiverr, for me, it's a big name. It's a well-known brand. If you tell me it was a startup, it's almost difficult to believe that it was so. Time, really, you really did a lot of, there was a lot of growth. But I guess with growth, there are a lot of challenges that are coming. So during your time at Fiverr, what were some of the challenges that you needed to face and to overcome?
Right. I think the last 5 years has been really a journey. I think at the beginning, it was about generating the growth and building this brand globally. Then came the IPO, which was a very important milestone in the company journey. And then a whole new challenge of PR and investor relations and working with the press completely differently from being a private company. And then came COVID, which literally changed everything. And for us, being at the forefront of this future of work and digital transformation and working remotely, we couldn't have been more relevant during COVID. And then now, you know, we're starting to see different global economics, right? And situation is changing again. So it feels like there's challenge after challenge.
Yeah.
But Fiverr is very persistent and very true to its vision, which is to change how the world works together. And I think the world cannot be more matured than now to this change.
Yeah. But I think, you're really at a good place with Fiverr in the world we're living today, because there are no frontiers anymore. You know, we are talking here on the podcast in Web Summit, but I had so many people on my podcast, just virtual. So I have a virtual team also, thanks to Fiverr, by the way. So there are like other, we call them freelance economies or gig economy companies. How is Fiverr different? Can you explain that?
Right. So Fiverr is different in many, many ways. I'll start with the way we are built, our model. So in many ways, the platform allows you to buy a digital service in the same way you buy a product on Amazon. It's a one-click experience. You can choose and browse from a catalog of hundreds of services. You have reviews, you have all those decision criteria that helps you make a decision. You see the price upfront, there's no negotiation, you don't need to write a brief, you just see exactly what you are then going to buy, and in one click experience, you can get the service. Now, on Fiverr, on average, it takes 15 minutes from deciding from going into the platform to actually making a purchase, while in the outside world, it can take you up to 30 days. So it's quicker, it's simpler, and it's very, very easy to use. I think that's one big change and difference that we have from other platforms. To add to that, I think the catalog is extremely extensive. You can find services in over 550 different categories, from music and audio to digital marketing, design, illustration, programming and tech, and it goes on and on and on. And the catalog is very agile and flexible as well. So it's being, we can accommodate all those trends and all those services that are growing really rapidly, which is, again, a very big differentiation than other platforms. I'll add to that, that in the last few years, we localized the platform to 7 additional languages. So it's not only in English.
Yeah.
And we are now active in markets like Germany, France, the Netherlands, and so on. So, and obviously we're now in Web Summit in Lisbon. Our platform is also available in Portuguese.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I'm in Belgium. We speak different languages, Dutch, French, yeah, and English. But I'm using English because the market is bigger. I can reach people from all over the world. And okay, I work in English, so it's better to do everything in English. But it's right what you're saying. It just is so easy. I also, when someone reaches out to me, sometimes through LinkedIn or whatever, and I think it's an interesting person, I said, are you on Fiverr? Because then I know that there is like protection.
You can trust. Yeah.
I can trust. I can have a look. And also, you said it, there is so a big catalog. So I am now with my podcast more into the Web3 world, I would say. And I've linked to the podcast. I have an NFT. And you know what? I was looking on Fiverr. Can I find someone on Fiverr to design my NFT? So I'm a Fiverr Select member. And so I found someone, and it was worst case. What could happen was that I need to hire more people. What do you think about Web3 marketing? Is that something that you are, because we are Web3, is it something that you think about to read about?
Right. So first of all, I want to explain what Fiverr Select is for those of you who don't know. So Yuri is part of Fiverr Select, which is our program for our most loyal businesses and buyers that buy on the platform. And we're really happy that you're such a loyal customer and engaged customers. As for Web3 NFTs, so NFT is really, was and is really big on our platform. Trends are starting really fast on Fiverr. So as soon as demand and supply are starting to kind of increase, you can see immediately the spikes in search in our marketplace. So we can actually identify those trends earlier than anyone else can. We also have this index that we release once every 6 months with the most trending services on our platform, and we show the differences between countries. So NFT was definitely there a year ago. I think the buzz around NFT and Web3 was in its like peak 12 months ago. You know, Mark Zuckerberg started talking about Meta and its vision for the metaverse. NFT was exploding, and every company in the world wanted to be part of this celebration. And even if they didn't really understand what it means, you know, to create their own NFT collection, to be part of this new era of marketing, I think now it's becoming more standardized in a sense that it's not only a hype anymore,
right,
but the ones that are the real believers are there and keep developing it. It's definitely on our minds. It's not the only tactic that we will bet on, because we're still yet to come, you know, it's still interesting how, where it's going to go, but definitely on our agenda, on our radar.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, I think Fiverr, if you want to work agile, then it's the right place, because you can do small projects and see how it works. Also for my book, by the way, the cover, which did really well. Thanks to the cover, my book was a bestseller in Amazon in the US, but the cover really was good. And that was just someone on Fiverr. So I hired actually three people, and I just let them do their work. And then they were all good, but I took the best one. And I also asked my followers, what is the best cover?
Oh, nice.
And so, there are a lot of things that you can do on Fiverr. What I'm not yet doing is I just became a Fiverr Select member before coming to the Web Summit. There are also bigger projects possible, I heard, and you can have an account manager or something dedicated. So that's something I need to have a look at. Is that a trend that you're seeing, that you're doing more like bigger projects?
Right. So yeah, definitely. So Fiverr has evolved through the years to more complex projects. there's few features that we are that we launched around it. So for example, milestone is the ability to take a long-term project and divide it into milestones, so you don't just, you know, see it all at the end, but you can deliver through milestones. We have subscriptions now, so let's say you need a digital marketeer. You probably don't need it just one off, right? You need someone to manage your social pages or your SEO strategy. So you can subscribe for 6 months, a subscription model. We also launched Fiverr Business 3 years ago, which is an offering specifically for bigger businesses who has more complex needs, long-term projects, and need to work with freelancers on an ongoing basis. So yeah, definitely the platform is evolving to a place where you will be able to find more and more long-term complex projects and not just small things.
Interesting. By the way, my editor, the podcast editor, is also from Fiverr.
You're the best poster boy for our brand.
I like, you know, it's just having a way of work with Fiverr, and then I just find solutions, and it's easy. I sometimes, you know, feel pity for those people that have like deadlines that they deliver. But that's also one of the good things for me. I know that they will deliver their work in a certain time.
Right. So there's very clear time frames and there's very clear delivery dates. And it all puts it into structure because it creates clear expectations and doesn't create gap in expectation. I think it's really important. It's trying to fix the friction you have in the offline world where you're working with a freelancer offline and deadlines are sometimes not deadlines.
What I like too is that you have different deliveries. So the delivery, you can give feedback. And I never had like an issue. But if there would be an issue, you guys are there.
Fiverr will always have your back. If you're not happy, you will get your money back. And we will assist you in finding a different freelancer that will accommodate your needs.
Right. Any tips, other tips that you have for people that entrepreneurs or marketers that are looking on Fiverr for their project?
Yes, definitely. One, I think there's a lot of information that the platform provides from reviews that I think people need to read and understand. Anything that we add, you know, depends on the seller, the freelancer, information like notable clients, which is something we added recently. You can see which clients he worked with, which industries, check their portfolio, see their past work. It's super relevant, especially when you can actually see the deliveries. Yeah. And I think another very important tip is communication. Over-communicate. We have a very easy way to chat. We have Zoom integration now, so you can actually have a Zoom meeting with your freelancer. Just talk about what you need. Talk about your expectation from the project. Talk about your business. Explain what you're looking for, the emotions you're trying to create. I think it's very important that you communicate as much as possible because it does reduce the probability of having gap in expectations.
Exactly. That's for me, when I work with a freelancer, one of the most important things is communication. Like if there is something and they don't communicate, I don't know anything. And so I expect things to be different. So, and that's why the platform is really easy to chat and to send messages and to follow up. Yeah, I really like that. You talked about Fiverr's ready for the future of work. How do you see this evolving now? Okay, there is already, we had COVID and so on. Do you see more and more a trend towards these freelancers?
Definitely. I'll start by the fact that we see more and more freelancers, more and more people choosing freelancing as their lifestyle. In fact, by the end of this decade, 50% of the workforce in the United States are going to be freelancers. And I'm not talking about, you know, students that are doing side hustle. I'm talking about talented people that left their 9-to-5 and chose freelancing as a lifestyle due to many different reasons. They can control their hours. They can be their own boss. They can have time and balance between family and work. They can do what they like. I think there's many reasons, but I think it's becoming more and more a choice of living for many, many people. So I think that's one big trend. I think another one is that businesses will adopt this agile way of working. So think about it. Up until 4 years ago, before COVID, bosses, managers used to kind of measure the contribution of people to the organization many times by the time, the amount of hours that they dedicate, you know, whether they live at 6 or 7, are they available, you know, during the weekends and so on. And I think the whole world is understanding now that it's not about hours, it's about output. And if we will measure people by their output, we will no longer care where they're working from, how they're working from, and if they do it between 9 to 5 or, you know, or after 7 p.m. because they want to have time with their kids. So I think that's a different mindset for organizations and companies.
That's exactly also why I like Fiverr. I'm working like that also with my freelancers, you know. I just tell them, I look at the output. It don't matter how much, you just, this is what I need. And then if I put like a budget, a price for that, then that's, I like that. That's also how I'm working with my clients. That's clear. So yeah. Then they know what to expect. So we talked about the future of work and the growth of Fiverr. How do you see the next years of Fiverr still continue to grow, or are there other exciting things?
Right. So I think I would talk about 3 main directions for growth for Fiverr. I think first one is being Fiverr Business and actually accommodating bigger businesses, being a destination of bigger companies on our platform, which I think is going to be an amazing direction for growth. We already see more and more companies, big companies, using our services on an ongoing basis. I think the second big change for us or evolution is going to be the localization and the expansion we're going to do globally. As I said, we're now more known on other European markets, although originally our biggest market was US. So now we're expanding into other European markets. Australia is being a very, very big market for us. So that will definitely be a growth lever. And I think the third one is just opening more categories. You mentioned NFT and Web3. Those were non-existent on our platform 1.5 years ago. And now they are quite big on our platform. And so was music and audio or architecture. So the more the world is going to evolve and new technologies are going to come in, Fiverr is going to be at the forefront of offering those solutions and those technologies.
I am at the moment also active in the metaverse. I'm organizing events for marketers in the metaverse. There are also skills that will be needed in the metaverse. Is that also something that you see on the Fiverr platform already?
Yes. Yeah, so we already have developers, designers that are building tools and assets for the metaverse. And yeah, I believe now with, you know, the conversation about generative AI and how this will impact technology and marketing in general, definitely. I think Fiverr can be this lab where you see all those trends starting and you can definitely understand where they're going through the marketplace.
Right. Maybe another question, one of the last questions. Okay, Fiverr is already so known in the world. Are you still working on brand awareness for your marketing?
All the time. I feel like, yeah, Fiverr is known. It's much more known than it used to be a few years ago. But we definitely have still a road to go where until, you know, Fiverr is going to be top of mind for any digital service that you're going to think of. That's our quest. That's our mission. And we're going to get there.
Wow, that's beautiful. Yeah, because you're also in different countries. This will help, of course. I think people in the US will perhaps have a better knowledge, better awareness of the brand name than, for instance, in Belgium. But my audience is from everywhere. So, Gally, thank you so much. If people want to connect with you or you just want to send them somewhere, where would that be?
I think LinkedIn will be the best platform to connect with me. You can find me, Gally Anon, on LinkedIn. I wanted to say on Fiverr, but
yeah,
you can find me on Fiverr as well. I actually have a seller profile as well on Fiverr, so you can find me there as well.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So, okay, I will definitely connect with you. So, Gally, it was really a pleasure to have you on my podcast.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure as well.
So, guys, see again, really exciting, epic podcast episode today here at Web Summit. So, if you liked this podcast episode, be sure to share it with your friends. If you know other entrepreneurs that can get value from the podcast, or you think that Fiverr can help them out with their project, with their problems, be sure to visit Fiverr website. If you like the podcast, be sure to visit the podcast website and subscribe. And also, of course, I would like to see you back for the next podcast episode. Bye.
Bye, thank you.
Hey, if you missed anything, we took all the notes for you on web3.net. The link is also in the podcast description. And also be sure to check out our NFTs on cmo-stories.uncut.fm. And of course, if you like to be connected with me on social media, you can find me on Twitter or on Instagram or on LinkedIn. Just find me with my username, Yuri Belast. And of course, I hope to see you back for the next podcast episode. Take care.